compromise them is, but not to the kind of mission. That's
fine.
But if you're doing it, then the
Chayim
Mitzvah doesn't end up doing
it. But if you're Maisel Mitzvah, you did a Maisel that you performed your Chayim Mitzvah. That's a Maisel Mitzvah. You did a Maisel before Mitzvah, you performed Mitzvah. If you did perform the Mitzvah, I don't think it makes Mitzvah.
The question is there such a concept of doing a Maisel Mitzvah without the keem of the Mitzvah? Now, the Rav says definitely yes, there definitely is a concept of a Maisa Mitzvah before the Kiyum of the Mitzvah. And Sfiras HaOmer is the best proof. The Bahag says, you've got to count all 49 days. So, in order to fulfill the Mitzvah. He says if you skipped a day, you did not do the Mitzvah. Because it's 49 days which all add up to one Mitzvah. So, question. When, according to the Bahag, is a counter Mekayim the Mitzvah? What day? Day 1? Day 49. He's Mekayim the Mitzvah day 49. So he's Mekayim the Mitzvah day 49. Why is he making blessings every night? He wasn't Mekayim the Mitzvah yet.
Yeah, because if you only made a bracha on the 49th day, then you didn't have...
No, you can count 49 days and make the bracha on the 49th day. Or maybe make the bracha on the first day and have in mind for all 49 days. So why are you making 49 brachos if there's only one kiyum mitzvah at the very end? What's the answer to that?
Because there's a duality.
There's a maisa mitzvah. The answer is, sure, he's makayim the mitzvah at the end of 49 days, 49th night. But certainly there are 49 maasei mitzvah, 49 actions of a mitzvah. So for each maisa mitzvah, he makes a bracha. So therefore the Rav says, so, you're not making the brachos actually for the keem of the mitzvah, which doesn't take place until finally at the end of 49 counts. You're making the bracha all the way through for each maisa which is involved with that mitzvah, each action which contributes to the mitzvah. Without fulfilling the mitzvah, it's still a valid action of a mitzvah, which is the basis of the bracha. So therefore, even if a person actually eventually skips a day, so he loses his kiyum mitzvah, and he will stop counting according to the Bahag from that point, because it's a waste. But that does not invalidate retroactively his actions as being called maisei mitzvah. They were a maisei mitzvah without the kiyum, because that's the way they were done, and they remain a maisei mitzvah without the kiyum. What the Bahag says is, once you skip a day, from that point on, it's not even a maisa mitzvah to count another day, you're already out of the count. So since you lost the count, it's not even a maisa mitzvah from that point onwards. But anything you counted before is a maisa mitzvah, and the bracha is valid. So therefore the Rav rejected the Mishnah Berurah, who said that no one should make a bracha unless he's very sure he's going to finish all 49 days. Otherwise, Mishnah Berurah says, it's a bracha labatala. Somehow Mishnah Berurah sees the fulfilling of the count is being very ma'akev in every bracha. Yes.
I understand. I'm told by Rebbe that there's machlokes rishonim of whether the dalet kosos are each a separate mitzvah or it's all one thing called dalet kosos, right? So let's say you would hold that second opinion, that it's all one big thing. So if a guy knows that you know he can't drink more than two cups of wine or else he's gone. So you wouldn't drink the two cups of wine because you're never going to...
But I think even the man, the Amar, who said it's one big mitzvah, also agreed it's four separate mitzvahs, because the Gemara says it's black and white, coast for coast, right. Mitzvah per pnei atzma. It might be one big mitzvah drinking four cups as well, but certainly each cup is a separate mitzvah, yeah.
Would the Mishnah Berurah even say that? Because if, let's say, the first 5 years, I don't think the Mishnah Berurah would say that the first 5 years that you tried to do it and you didn't do it, that all those brachos that you made until day 30 when you messed up, that there was a bracha levatala. Because if you have a subject, let's say anyone, even Moshe Rabbeinu would have a subject, whether he'd be Yotze or not, the mitzvah of Sfira at day 49, so then it would be a subject bracha salakya. Because it's a subject whether you'll get up to 49. Something could happen and you miss it.
Well, I think he's working with the concept of chazaka, that the person has to be able to make a confidence, a prediction and confidence. He makes a, it's like a, I don't know if you ever took probability. In probability, there's something called confidence interval. You have a 95% degree of confidence that such and such is going to happen. So I guess Mishnah Berurah requires a certain level of confidence. How much that is, I don't really know. I don't know if he requires 95% or 51%. But if it's less than 51% confidence, if you're only 50-50 confident that you're going to make it, he would say certainly no bracha is allowed, which is a big chiddush. No one in the world follows that particular psak, and that's an amazing thing. Mishnah Berurah writes it. Oh, by the way, the Mishnah Berurah, I think, actually says, because someone was talking to me about this, about women. He brings it out by women, because, you know, women rarely make it. Men have a better chance. Personally, I don't know. My personal opinion is that you only really make it if you daven with a minyan from Ma'ariv.
Right.
If you're going to daven b'yechidus, I personally have never made a davening b'yechidus. The years I went to Ma'ariv, let's say 47 out of the 49 nights, I made it. And the other two nights, I was able to remember. But when I would go to Ma'ariv, let's say only 37 nights, miss 10 or 12, I never made it. So Ma'ariv is like the guarantee. Now, women don't daven Ma'ariv with a tzibur. They don't. So, and women try to do it. At the beginning, everyone tells the women, why not? It's a mitzvah seishazman grummer, they're potter, but if they want to, they get a voluntary mitzvah. And Ashkenazim, now Sfarzim, the Rambam paskins that if a woman shakes lulav and esrig, which is a mitzvah seishazman grummer, so she voluntarily does it, she's potter, but sure, she can do it. Rambam says no bracha, because Sfarzim, Rambam paskins, you only make a bracha on a chiyuv. You don't make a bracha on a rishus. But the Ashkenazim, Tosfos says, women make a bracha for tkiyas shofar and a lulav and esrig, and that's how the Ramah paskin. So we make, our women make brachas when they shake lulav and esrig, the Ashkenazi. So the women want to make a bracha for sfiras ha'omer. So the Mishnah says no. Since in his day, I guess in his day, almost all men daven with a minyan. So he says men can be confident they'll make it. Women never go to shul. They can be confident that they will not make it. Since they will definitely not make it, with confidence, they will fail, they should never make a bracha on Sfiras HaOmer. That's his psak. So listen, today, men today are like the women 100 years ago by the Mishnah Berurah. A lot of men do not daven with a minyan ma'ariv because they're busy with business and running around, come home, and they can't go to shul. So, they rarely make Sfiras HaOmer. So according to that psak, he says they're out. But the way the Rav said, no, because the Rav, until you actually miss that day, everything you counted prior to the missed day is a definitely a Maisa Mitzvah, not Batel. Even if you missed the day, it was a Maisa Mitzvah, and the Bracha is valid. That's how the Rav paskens. So you can, and that's how we do. So the fact is, in a strange way, we actually reject this Psak of the Mishnah Berurah, and we pasken like, I guess, all the other Rabbanim, who make brachas and tell people to make brachas. Yes?
I was just thinking that it's possible the Mishnah Berurah was, sort of what Jason was saying, that if you can't have a Maisa Mitzvah unless it's going to lead to a Kiyum. Right?
Okay.
So according to the Bahag, why wouldn't that's the reason that a person is not going to make the bracha if he misses a day afterwards, even though it is actually a Maisa Mitzvah, it's not going to lead to the Kiyum because he already missed the day. Therefore, if a person knows that he's not going to be able to fulfill it, then these are not Maisa Mitzvahs.
I see what you're saying.
Not only to a Kiyum Mitzvah.
Uh-huh. You say the Maisa Mitzvah, even Mishnah Berurah agrees with the Rav's idea that the Maisa Mitzvah is the basis of the Bracha. But he's saying in order for something to be called a Maisa Mitzvah, you have to have a confidence level that it will eventually come to the Kiyum of the Mitzvah. So if you know or you feel confident that you're going to get the Kiyum, so it's called a Maisa Mitzvah now. But if you basically know you'll never get to that Kiyum Mitzvah, so what you're doing now is not even a Maisa Mitzvah, it's just a game, and therefore it's not a subject to a bracha. That's a good idea. That's nice. I never thought of that. That's good. Yeah. Anybody else with any ideas? Okay. So, this is the sheet of the Bahag. Now, Tosfos says, Tema Gedolahu V'lo Yitochen. This is an incredible idea to say if you miss a day, you're out. It's impossible. Why does Tosfos, it's such a crazy, first of all, we paskin the Shulchan Aruch, at least vis-a-vis brachas like this, so it's not such a crazy idea, and why would Tosfos get so, he could say, below nireh, I don't agree with this bahag, you can miss a day, but to say, tema gedolahu, it's an incredibly difficult idea, lo yitochin, completely impossible. Why is it so completely crazy for Tosfos, and he doesn't explain, why would he get so upset about this notion that missing a day is a psul in the mitzvah? So according to Tosfos, we'll learn like the Minchas Chinuch learns, Tosfos says, apparently according to Tosfos, every day is a separate mitzvah. So every night I'm a kaima mitzvah. So if I have a night, I say it. If I missed last night, it doesn't make a difference. So that's what Tosfos holds. The Bahag holds it's one big mitzvah to do all 49 days. If you miss a day, it's ma'akev, then you're out. According to Tosfos, every day is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, and you make a bracha for every day, even if I miss the other days. Fine. But why is he so adamant that he is right, the Bahag is wrong? Why is it so crazy to say that if a person misses a day, he's out of the count? So, anybody have any ideas why Tosfos is so? I don't remember what I said about this a year or two ago, but let me just suggest something. What Tosfos is saying is like this: if the mitzvah is. The Bahag says the mitzvah is to count all 49 days. When are you mekayim the mitzvah, according to the Bahag? On the 49th day. You finish all 49 days, you do what you're supposed to do. You count it up to day 49. So Tosfos says, if you're really being mekayim the mitzvah on day 49, why should it depend on every single number being counted? Why not just have the first day? The first day everybody counts, because you have to say that. So we counted the first day. So day 49 is the 49th day after the first day. If I'm making a kind of mitzvah on the 49th day, so it means that the 49th day, is, according to the Bahag, is really the mitzvah. It's not that you have to do, you've got to count that 49th day, and it should be a real 49th day. What makes something the 49th day? The Bahag says, because I have 48 days before it. So Tosfos says, wait a second, you have the first day, this is 49 days later. So really, there are only 2 days which are important. Day 1 and day 49. Who cares about the middle days? Unless you say, like me, that it's 49 separate mitzvos. So every day is a mitzvah by itself. So forget about any other day. I make a bracha every day because every day I have a new mitzvah. But if you're going to come up and say that the mitzvah is really at the end, so why should the Bahag require every day to be so important? The first day is important because you can't have a 49 unless it's 49 after day 1. But there's no reason to have all the middle days counted. That's why it says, Tema Gedola. It says it doesn't make any sense to say that the mitzvah is the last day, but you have to have 48 days counted before the last day. Why that? It's the 49th day from day 1. You count day 1, and you count day 49. It's good enough. That's why he says, it's a tema gedola v'lo yitochen. Yes? What would the Bahag say to this argument?
He would say that the psukim say black on white. There are many superfluous lashonos that say it says Sheva Shabbos is Tamimus, it says Chamishim Yom V'Yom Haviyachas and then add Karban Achadosha. So Rashi says, you know, Pasha Pshan, I'm saying that the Sheva Shabbos to me most teaches you, you know, this thing that it has to be, you know, more, you start earlier, you end later, so make sure that it's complete weeks. And Chamishim Yom is mashma, that Chamishim Yom,
50 days. Yeah. Right. Okay, so the Hag takes it, as you say, very literally. Literally, the Pasuk says, Chamishim Yom, Tzmimos, you know, every single day has to be counted in order to get the mitzvah. Every single day has to be counted in order to get the mitzvah. So I would say like this about Tzai. So, and Tosfos says, no, only really, according to your theory, day 1 and day 49. There is, by the way, such a shita in the Chinuch or the Tur. Brings down such a shita in the Rishonim that there are only 2 days which are necessary for the mitzvah, which is day 1 and day 49. Everything else is a hidu mitzvah, but it's not ma'akev. But if you miss day 1, then forget it. If you miss day 49, also forget it. But the other days, nice to do, but it's not necessary. That's what there is a sheet in the Rishonim, because that's a logical idea. The day 1 and day 49, you kind of miss a day 49. The 49th. So I would say like this. I want to suggest something. It's a very, you know, there are two minhagim. Do you say, Hayom would say, Asara Yomim, Shu Echoshosh Yomim, Ba Omer or La Omer? The Rav said you say both. Ba Omer, La Omer. You say both in yeshiva. Good. What does it mean to say La Omer or Ba Omer?
Counting up, counting in.
What does it mean? Let's hear.
I always thought, I mean, I could be a completely...
Shloshim Yom La Omer. No, Shloshim Yom Ba Omer.
Are you counting up ad HaKarban HaKadosh, or are you counting down to the Karban HaKadosh, or are you counting up from the Tanufa? You're counting up to the Karban Kadosh, meaning cut one. What? No, the Karban Kadosh on Shavuos.
Shtei Lechem.
Yeah.
So you started. So what does La Omer mean? What does Ba Omer mean?
Ad Hayom Naviacha Karban.
Hayom Asar Yomim La Omer. What is La Omer and what is Ba Omer?
I was thinking that one's counting up and one's counting down. Meaning,
you have the day 10. So what do you mean up and down? Just translate it into English. What does it mean? Today is the 10th day, La Omer. What did that mean, La Omer? The Omer is a carbon we brought back in the second day of Pesach. The word Omer refers to the carbon Omer from Pesach. It happened 10 days ago. Or without a carbon, it should have happened, because had there been a base mikdash. So La Omer or Ba Omer?
Okay. La Omer means that it's in.
La Omer means what?
It's in the Omer.
And Ba Omer, no. La Omer means
to the Omer.
La Omer meaning that
for the Omer.
For the Omer. Towards the Omer. So you're really going back to day 1. When you say La Omer,
yeah,
you're going back to the carbon Omer, which was day 1, and you're saying it's Asara Yomim since day 1. La Omer. We say Ba Omer? In the Omer. In what Omer? In the Sfiras Omer. Ba Omer means the word is missing. Today is Asara Yomim Ba Omer. In the sphere of the Omer. In the counting. So it's the 10th day in the count. If you say La Omer, it means since I began the count of the Omer. Hayom Asar Yomim La Omer, it's 10 days since we began the count of, since we began. If I say Asar Yomim Vom, it's the 10th day in the count. So my nafkamina sounds like the same. It's like this. When you give a day a number, are you using any other day as a reference point,
Aaron,
or you're just saying today is the day 10?
Aaron.
If you say La Omer, since the Omer means I'm referring it back to day 1. Say Ba Omer in the count. It's not reference to anything else. There is a count of days, and today is the 10th day. I'm not referring it back to anything. It's Ba Omer in the sphere of Omer. So maybe that's the difference between the Bahag and Tosfos. In other words, if you're saying I'm referring it back, La Omer, to the Omer, So maybe it's a cumulative idea. I began on day one, and then I had a two, and a three. So La Omer, since then I've done 10 days. 10 means, when I count day 10, I'm counting all the previous 9 days with the 10th day together today. I'm saying that the 10th day today is really the accumulation. La Omer, since the Omer, we've counted 10 days. It's the Bahak, you can't even miss one day. But if I say it's the 10th day, the Omer, today is day 10. Forget about what was going on before. Today is day 10. That's like the Tosfos, you can miss a day. You think I'm right? Maybe. Lom and Bomer. No, it's a question. So, we say both because we really don't know. In the Psak, Shulchan Aruch has a suffix. He says you should continue counting without a bracha. Continue counting without a bracha, it's a suffix. So, but as far as that Mishnah Brewer's idea, that if you miss a day, or you think you're going to miss a day, you think you will miss a day, therefore don't make a bracha now, that we don't paskin. That we make brachas either, as we said, as somebody, as you said, because we're optimistic, you know, we just don't accept the track record as being a prediction of future behavior. Every Jew is a tzaddik until, so he did tshuva, this year he'll do it. Or, as the Rav said, we're not making a bracha for being mekayim a mitzvah, we're making a bracha for the maisa mitzvah. And a maisa mitzvah it is. A maisa mitzvah it is. Now, Botai, this is very important for the child who becomes bar mitzvah in the middle of Sfira. The child who becomes a bar mitzvah in the middle of Sfira, some of the poskim say he cannot count anymore with brachas. He was making a bracha for 2 or 3 weeks till the bar mitzvah because he was a child, the mitzvah of chinuch. But now he's an adult, forget about chinuch. As far as the adult, he's missing days. He's missing days. But according to the Rav, you don't make a bracha for being mekayim the mitzvah. You make a bracha for doing the maisa mitzvah. The child did a maisa mitzvah. He was Jewish. It's a maisa mitzvah. Maybe the children aren't mekayim mitzvahs, but if a child counts sfira before the bar mitzvah, he did a maisa mitzvah. So therefore he can make a bracha before and also later. You're not making a bracha for being mekayim the mitzvah. You're making a bracha for doing the maisa mitzvah. He did the maisa mitzvah of counting sfira. However, let's say a ger, someone was a guy, and he converts in the middle of sfira, even if he counted practiced before, he was counting, he cannot make a bracha, because he will not be mekayim the mitzvah, he doesn't have 49 days as a Jew. And to say that he was counting a maisa mitzvah, a guy doesn't have a maisa mitzvah, so therefore a guy, forget it, even if he's a guy in the middle of the 49 days, a guy is out. A ger is out. He cannot count sfira with a bracha. However, a Jewish child becomes bar mitzvah in the 49 days, according to the Rav, could do it. According to Mishnah Brura, no. Because according to Mishnah Brura, you need the kima mitzvah. This child is never going to get the kima mitzvah. He's beginning in the middle of the count. How's he going to make the mitzvah? He doesn't have 49 days as an adult.
Just a reminder, so full. 12:32 Sunday in the backyard.